Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. Here we have an email from Ray.
Ray says, hello, I recently had the opportunity to tour a law school, parentheses, it was a school in the top 20.
Whoa.
It's so funny how people just have these arbitrary, like, what is special about the top 20? It's like, now I have to look at the law school rankings and go, okay, so you were at USC? Because USC is currently ranked exactly 20th. I mean, I would almost guarantee that you were at USC, Vanderbilt, or UT Austin. Because those are the last three that are in the top 20. You know, I guess you could have been at
like a 19 or an 18 or something. Like
though, that. Well, that was 18, 19, 20. Yeah, you could have been at BU, which is 17, or WashU, which is 16. But, you know, if you were at UCLA, you probably would have said just outside the top 14 or something. Anyway. All right. We're goofing on Ray. Sorry, Ray. The tour included a Q&A session with two members of a program that was created to help admit more students of color. There was no mention of scholarships, just admissions. During the Q&A, someone asked if there was a place for them at the law school if they have a lower but not severely lower GPA than their average GPA at the school. Their response was a quick, there are other law schools out there.
Okay.
That's a dumb answer on their part, because half of the people at their school have a lower GPA than their average GPA. Yeah, I mean, if we're reading this literally, they just told half of their actual students to go
there's
away.
There's another law school out
which
there
makes
for
no
them.
Sense. But anyway, okay, I don't know. Who knows what's going on? My question is, what are your opinions on law schools creating programs to admit more students of color while not giving students of color resources to help them succeed at their institution?
Was this referring to the fact that they have a lower GPA in school?
I have no, I'm not understanding really this question. Sorry, Ray.
Yeah.
Ray says, personally, this feels like a way of law schools profiting off of students of color while also diversifying their law schools. Well,
that's,
I don't understand what
happening. Right.
I mean, you're at an admissions Q&A. It sounds like they told these people to go away. If they're telling them there are other law schools out there, then they're not going to take money off of them. They're going to send them to some other school, which sounds not like what they would do. Actually, sounds exactly the opposite of profiting off of students of color.
Well, that particular interaction, yes, but a program created to admit more students of color without any mention of scholarships is concerning to me. It sounds like, oh, we're going to, here, we're going to admit you. We're going to charge full price, or we're going to give you a scammership. We're going to give you a scholarship that feels good to you, but is really not, because the vast majority of the school is getting something way more. And, now what's happening? The students of color are funding the rest of the class. It's not good.
Yeah, I am very concerned about programs that are oriented toward, you know, they're it's always in the name of diversity and access and justice, these pipeline programs. But when it's a pipeline to hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt, I do feel like it's largely a scam. I mean, it's a fact, I guess, that black and brown people pay more on average for law school. It's a real unfortunate byproduct of the way merit-based scholarships work in law school admissions. Black and brown students pay more and have worse outcomes from law school.
It's just not... It's not a good combination.
No, it's not right. It's not fair. It's not justice. Like, you're giving people access to what? Access to getting ripped off? So, you know, that's why we preach so hard the don't pay for law school message. Like, we are all for access and diversity and justice and fairness and all of those things, but we just don't want you to trap yourself with a lifetime of student loans. And then, you know, fail the bar exam or, you know, fail to get a job that actually pays you anything or, you know, hate legal practice and wash out after a year or two. Those are the things that we're really worried about. And if you go to law school on a scholarship, then you just protect yourself against, boy, like literally a lifetime of misery, possibly.
A full scholarship,
not a $5,000 a year, $10,000 a year scammership, like so many of these law schools want to offer you.
Yeah.
Make sure you know what you're getting yourself into. Go to lsatdemon.com/scholarships. Look at the ABA 509 reports for the schools that you're interested in applying to. Make sure you know what you're paying versus what other people at your school are paying. It's public information. And if you're one of the people who's paying tuition, you know, you just got to understand that the outcomes on average are not as good for you. You're probably not going to have the same opportunities that the high LSAT, high GPA kids are going to have at that school. And you're going to graduate with much more debt than they are because you're going to pay their tuition.
Yeah.
So you gotta be real careful. Anything else for Ray?
No, thanks for writing in. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.